Welcome to another deep dive here on Vietnam Legal Investment Insights. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the education market in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating sector. A lot of people don't realize just how much opportunity there is in education in Vietnam.
That's right. And at Harley Miller, we've been helping a lot of investors navigate this very dynamic market.
You know, one thing that really stands out is the sheer growth of Vietnam's education market. It's growing way faster than almost all the other countries in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, the guide that we've been using for this deep dive, it actually compares Vietnam's education sector to a speedboat.
A speedboat, yeah, like zipping ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, leaving everyone else in its wake.
Exactly. And that incredible growth, it's all driven by a young population, like really ambitious young people.
Mm-hmm.
And a government that's really prioritizing education, they see it as the key to the country's future.
They really do. And when you look at the numbers, millions of students are enrolled in schools and universities all over Vietnam.
It's incredible, isn't it? That translates to a massive opportunity for investors.
A massive opportunity for people who want to come in and really make a difference. Now, one thing that the guide stresses, though, is the importance of understanding the legal and regulatory framework here.
Right. You can't just jump in without doing your homework first. Foreign investment, it's definitely encouraged in Vietnam, but there are very specific rules and guidelines you need to follow.
So that's where Harley Miller comes in.
Exactly. We help guide investors through all the complexities of Vietnamese law. For example, one thing that often surprises foreign investors is that while you can have a significant stake in educational ventures here, you absolutely have to have a local partner.
Right. You can't go it alone.
You can't go it alone. And then on top of that, securing licenses and approvals, that whole process
can be quite challenging.
It can be very complex. Having a good team of legal experts on your side can make all the difference.
Well, I'm glad we have you here then.
Glad to be here.
Now let's get into some of the specific areas where investors are finding success. The guide really highlights K-12 education as a hot spot right now.
Yeah, the K-12 market is absolutely booming. There's this huge surge in the popularity of private international schools, and that's mainly being driven by parents who want to give their kids a global edge. They want them to be competitive in the global marketplace.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's not just about, you know, wealthy families anymore either. The guide mentions that Vietnam's middle class is growing rapidly, and they're willing to invest in their children's education.
Oh, absolutely. And that's creating demand for all sorts of different options, not just the super high-end international schools, but also for more affordable options that still offer a strong international curriculum.
Right. So there's really a whole spectrum of opportunities there. And it's not just about traditional subjects anymore, is it? The guide mentions a rising interest in more specialized programs.
You're right. Parents are looking for things like bilingual schools, you know, where they teach both Vietnamese and English.
Mm-hmm.
Schools that focus on STEM subjects, you know, science, technology, engineering, math.
Right.
Even schools that embrace very specific educational philosophies like Montessori or Waldorf, for example.
So there's really room for a diverse range of approaches in Vietnam's education sector.
There really is. But I think regardless of the approach, one thing remains constant. Parents want what's best for their kids.
Of course.
And they're increasingly looking beyond those traditional education models. So that just opens up so many possibilities for creative investors who are ready to think outside the box, you know, who are ready to try new things.
And speaking of thinking outside the box, the guide also highlights opportunities in higher education and vocational training.
Right. And that makes perfect sense when you think about it, because Vietnam, they need a skilled workforce. They need to support this rapidly growing economy.
Exactly. They've got all these ambitious goals for the future.
Right.
And they need a workforce that can actually help them achieve those goals.
Exactly. It's all about connecting education to those real-world opportunities. Vietnam, they want to become a hub for technology and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, they need a workforce that's equipped with the right skills. So whether it's branch campuses of foreign universities,
right,
joint programs with local institutions, or specialized vocational training centers, there's this huge need for programs that can bridge the gap between education and employment.
Now, while the guide paints a very optimistic picture of Vietnam's education market, it does also emphasize the importance of cultural sensitivity.
Yeah, cultural sensitivity is absolutely crucial for success in Vietnam. You can have the best curriculum in the world, you can have the most impressive facilities, but if you don't understand the nuances of Vietnamese culture, you're going to face some challenges.
Can you give us an example? What kind of cultural differences should investors be aware of?
Sure. For instance, Vietnamese students, they might be more accustomed to a structured learning environment. They might be used to a more respectful distance from their teachers. It's about finding a good balance. You know, you want to bring in those international best practices, but you also have to respect local customs and traditions.
So it sounds like building strong relationships is really key.
It's absolutely essential. In Vietnam, relationships are everything.
Yeah.
Building trust, especially with parents, with students, with your local partners, can really make or break your venture. It's about going beyond just a purely transactional approach. You need to demonstrate a real commitment to the community you're serving.
Okay, so we've talked about the incredible opportunities, but let's be realistic. The guide also mentions some challenges that investors need to be aware of. Competition being one of them, right?
Oh, yeah. Competition is definitely heating up, especially in those major cities.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to have a really clear strategy. You need a unique selling point that sets you apart from the crowd, and you need to have a really good understanding of your target audience. Like, who are you trying to reach?
Right, so you can't just assume that you're going to come in and automatically succeed. You have to be smart about it.
You do, and that's where Harley Miller can help. We can assist investors with things like market research, you know, help them identify those niche opportunities and craft a strategy that gives them a competitive edge.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've seen that Vietnam's education market is really booming. It's being fueled by this young population, government support, and a growing middle class that's really eager to invest in quality education. We've looked at some of the hottest investment areas, from K-12 and higher education to vocational training. We've talked about the importance of understanding those regulations and navigating cultural nuances. It's been really informative.
It has. We've given you a good overview of the market, that's for sure.
A good starting point, but of course, there's always more to learn.
Always more to explore. You know, it's actually really inspiring to see how some institutions have successfully navigated this landscape. The guide actually highlights some really great examples like the British University Vietnam and RMIT University Vietnam.
Oh yeah, those are big names.
Yeah, they really have set the bar high when it comes to quality and cultural integration.
I'm curious, what's made them so successful? Did the guide delve into their strategies at all?
It did, actually, and it's fascinating to see, like, the common threads. You know, both institutions, they need a long-term commitment to Vietnam. They didn't just come in looking for a quick return on investment.
Right, they're in it for the long haul.
Exactly. They really invested time in understanding the local context, you know, building strong partnerships and adapting their offerings to meet the specific needs of Vietnamese students.
So it's more than just bringing in like a Western curriculum and hoping for the best?
Yeah, exactly. It's about finding that balance between international standards and local relevance.
So how did they actually do that? Can you give us some specific examples?
Sure. Take RMIT, for example. They offer programs that are specifically tailored to Vietnam's growing industries, like technology and tourism. And they've also invested heavily in state-of-the-art facilities and faculty development. You know, they're really showing their commitment to quality.
Yeah, that makes sense. Investing in the future like that.
Exactly. And it's also worth noting that both institutions have actively engaged with the Vietnamese government and regulatory bodies.
So they're not just trying to do their own thing. They're actually working within the system.
Exactly. And that collaborative approach has been a big part of their success. It's really been key.
So it sounds like Harley Miller's expertise in navigating the legal landscape would be invaluable for institutions looking to follow in their footsteps.
Oh, absolutely. We can help investors understand the regulations, secure those all-important licenses, and build those crucial relationships with government stakeholders.
That's a big part of what you do.
It is. It's part of our commitment to making sure our clients are successful.
Now let's shift gears a bit and look towards the future. The guide points to some really interesting trends that will shape Vietnam's education landscape in the years to come. What stood out to you?
Well, one of the most significant trends is the rising demand for STEM education and digital skills.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It is. As Vietnam's economy becomes increasingly digital and tech-driven, you know, there's this massive need for a workforce that's prepared for those jobs of the future.
It's interesting because that trend's not unique to Vietnam. We're seeing that global push towards STEM education.
You're right, it's global, but it seems especially important here in Vietnam, given the country's ambitions to become a tech hub.
It's like the perfect storm in a way.
Yeah, exactly. And the guide suggests that this trend presents a massive opportunity for investors who are ready to step in and really fill that gap. Think about specialized training programs, coding boot camps, and even partnerships with universities to develop really cutting-edge STEM curricula.
So many different possibilities.
There are. And then on top of that, there's also this growing interest in more innovative learning models, you know, moving beyond that traditional classroom setting.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What are some of those innovative models?
Sure, there's a growing interest in things like personalized learning pathways, where students can kind of learn at their own pace and really focus on their specific areas of interest. And then there's all this buzz around experiential learning, where students can gain practical skills through hands-on projects and internships.
So it's not just about, memorizing facts and figures anymore. It's about really applying that knowledge in real-world situations.
Exactly. It's about giving students the tools they need to be successful in the 21st century.
So it seems like Vietnam's education sector is embracing a more holistic approach, focusing not just on those academic skills, but also on those critical thinking and problem-solving skills, and those all-important soft skills that employers are looking for.
Yeah, exactly. It's about preparing students not just for their first job, but for a lifetime of learning and adapting to an ever-changing world.
So we've explored the current landscape, we've looked at some inspiring success stories, and we've peered into the future of Vietnam's education sector. What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the key takeaway is that Vietnam's education market, it's full of potential, but it's not like a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes careful planning, a deep understanding of the market, and a willingness to embrace the Vietnamese way of doing business.
So it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. But for those who are ready to put in the work, the rewards can be incredible.
Both financially and in terms of, the impact you can have on Vietnam's future.
Exactly. It's about making a difference.
And that's where Harley Miller comes in.
That's where we come in. We can help guide investors through all the complexities and mitigate the risks.
So you're like a trusted partner.
There are. We're passionate about education, we're passionate about Vietnam, and we're passionate about helping our clients achieve their goals.
So it sounds like Harley Miller is really a one-stop shop for anyone looking to invest in Vietnam's education sector.
Yeah, we like to think of ourselves as more than just legal advisors. We're partners, really, in success. Our team has this deep expertise, not just in education law, but also in investment regulation and the cultural nuances, all those things that are crucial for success here in Vietnam.
So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I'm interested, what would be their first step?
Well, the first step would be to reach out to us for a personalized consultation. We take the time to really understand their vision, what are their goals, their risk tolerance, all of that. And then from there, we can develop a strategy that's tailored specifically to them, guide them through each step of the process, from due diligence and market research to securing licenses and establishing those partnerships.
Now, the guide mentions that expansion beyond major cities is a key trend to watch. Is that something Harley Miller can help with?
Oh, absolutely. There's this growing demand for quality education in those secondary cities and rural areas. We can definitely help investors understand the unique opportunities and challenges in those markets. And we can connect them with the right local partners.
It's exciting to think about the impact investors can have, not just in those major cities, but across the entire country.
Yeah, it's really about making quality education accessible to all Vietnamese students, no matter where they live or what their background is. And that's a mission we're really proud to support.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Vietnam's education sector. What's that one key message you really want our listeners to take away?
I say the key message is this. Vietnam's education market, it's full of potential, but it's not a passive investment. It takes commitment, strategic planning, and a willingness to really embrace the Vietnamese way of doing business. But for those who are ready to take that plunge, the rewards, they can be transformative, both financially and in terms of the impact they can have on Vietnam's future.
And Harley Miller's here to help guide investors every step of the way.
We are. We're passionate about education. We're passionate about Vietnam. And we're really passionate about helping our clients achieve their goals. So if you're ready to explore the potential of Vietnam's education market, reach out to us. Let's make a difference together.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into Vietnam's education sector. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
We hope you'll join us again next time.
Until then.